listen to my voice and feel its warmth as it flows into your mind.
So powerful.
Feel.
So powerful. So powerful.
Feel.
So powerful.
Look deeply into my eyes. Look deeply.
Papa.
Look deeply into my eyes. Baby, you are mine now.
Welcome to episode 7 of Erotic Hypnosis, Tales of Evelina. I am the hypnotic goddess, Mistress Evelina. And this week's episode will feature a story called Stacy's Mom Has Got It Going On. The story was written in 2003 by my hypnoslave, and that is the date of the original copyright. This audio recording is copyright 2006, all rights reserved. For details, read my official copyright statement at hypnosis.st/podcasts/copyright. Stacy's mom has got it going on. Evelina's high school friend, Stacy, isn't home when Evelina comes to visit. High school senior Evelina pulled up in front of her friend Stacy's house. She had called Stacy's mom and told her she wanted Stacy to go to the mall with her. The comely co-ed was dressed casually in sexy jeans and a short t-shirt, which revealed her tight abs and well-muscled arms. Her long blonde hair was done in childlike pigtails, but the young blonde teen was anything but childlike. She exuded an irresistible, smoldering sensuality that no one seemed able to resist. Her eyes were deep and compelling, mesmerizing eyes that she had used to entrance and seduce so many people in the last several years. She knocked on the door, and Nalini Richards answered. Nalini was Stacy's mom, and this was the first time Evelina had ever met her in person, although she had seen her photos, and Stacy talked about her constantly. The woman was a divorced business executive who was often away from home because of her heavy schedule. Evelina immediately was able to see where her young friend Stacy got her good looks. Nalini was a tall, dark-skinned woman from somewhere in East Asia, probably India from the sound of her name. She obviously had just gotten out of the shower, as she had only a towel wrapped around her, and her long dark hair hung damply from her head, uncombed. Tiny water droplets clung to her neck and upper chest. She smelled of soap. "You must be Evelina," she said with a smile. "Stacy said she'd be back in an hour or so. If you want, you can come back later, or wait inside for her here." Nalini held open the door as Evelina walked in and followed the sexy barefoot woman as she guided the blonde girl to the living room, all the while leaving small wet footprints on the hardwood floor. Evelina was immediately attracted to the older Asian beauty and decided she would put the hour to good use. She had seduced several teachers from her school and hypnotized a few of the parents of her schoolmates before, but Nalini was by far the most attractive. Her photos didn't do her justice. She was stunning. Evelina had an amazing ability to detect weakness and vulnerability in others, and used her formidable hypnotic skill to place such individuals under her control. She somehow sensed Nalini would be a perfect hypnoslave. She immediately decided to take charge. "Can I ask you something, Mrs. Richards?" the predatory young teen asked in a soft, silken voice.
Sure, honey. What can I help you with?
I just bought this necklace at the jeweler's, and I want to know if it will go with a new blue dress I found. Stacy says you have such good taste. Will you look at it for me? Evelina smiled as she took her favorite blue Siberian crystal pendant from her purse and held it slightly above the towel-wrapped woman's eye level. The large blue stone seemed somehow to glow from an inner light. She twisted it so it caught the light, reflecting tiny flecks of dazzling blue light into Nalini's eyes. What do you think, Mrs. R? The jeweler was into that New Age stuff and said this is a very powerful crystal. He said it had psychic powers and activates people's chakras. I'm not sure I believe in that sort of stuff, but it does help me concentrate and rest. And it's so beautiful. Look at it, Mrs. R. Look closely. Very closely. The lovely Asian woman stared at the pendant Evelina was holding in front of her. Don't you feel your eyelids getting tired and heavy? Don't you find it restful? I can tell it does. Your eyes are starting to blink, and the lids are getting heavier and heavier. You're so tired from looking at the deep blue stone. Your eyes are getting ready to close now. Every time you blink, your eyelids stay closed just a little longer until you just can't seem to keep them open at all. You don't want to open them at all. It's so restful just to listen to my voice and close your eyes. It's okay, Nalini. You can still see the pendant in your mind, even though your eyes are falling shut. You can see it through your eyelids. So tired now. Close your eyes, Nalini. Close them for me. Close them. The woman's eyes slammed shut and remained closed as her olive-colored lids quivered. Evelina reached out and lightly pressed the attractive older woman's eyelids, gently, with her fingers seemingly cementing them closed. As her eyes fell closed, a slight sigh escaped Nalini's lips, as though she were abandoning all effort, and even her breathing slowed. Evelina continued to force her deeper and deeper into trance. It feels so good to rest this way, doesn't it, dear? Tell me you love to feel this way. It's okay to love the way you feel now. You're hypnotized. I've hypnotized you.
Tell me you like the way you feel.
Yes, feels nice,
the woman whispered. I can make you feel this good any time I want to. I can hypnotize you any time I desire. You want to feel even better, don't you? If just falling under my hypnotic spell made you feel this good, then obeying my instructions will make you feel even better, won't it? You know that when someone is hypnotized, they must obey the hypnotist. And I hypnotized you, dear, so it will make you feel good to obey me. Isn't that right? The woman nodded her head in agreement, and her arms fell limply to her sides as she fell deeper and deeper under the hypnotic control of the powerful, dominating young blonde. As her arms fell, so too did the towel, exposing her lovely, lush body to the gaze of the hypnotic teen. Now it was Evelina who sighed, amazed by the beauty and closeness of the Indian woman. Nalini was lovely.
Good girl. I want you to answer my questions, dear. It will make you feel good to answer my questions truthfully, completely. That will make you feel wonderful, won't it?
Nalini nodded in agreement.
Have you ever kissed a woman?
No, never.
Have you ever wanted to?
No.
Do you find me attractive sexually?
No. You are just a baby and a girl. I don't like girls in that way. You are just the same age as my daughter.
Oh, but you do find me attractive, Nalini. You've wanted to meet me so long. Stacy has shown you my picture, and it made you feel funny inside, made you hot for me, it made your pussy tingle. You felt so good when you first saw me, excited, stimulated.
No.
Listen to me, Nalini. You must do what I tell you to do. You must feel what I tell you to feel. Evelina is the most beautiful woman you have ever seen. She excites you. You want to kiss her, to do anything she tells you. You are hot for Evelina. So hot. I don't fight it, dear.
You want to do as I say. You need to do as I say. Tell me you will obey me. Say it, dear. It will make you feel so good to obey me. I'll obey you. Nalini stuttered, again letting out a sigh of surrender. She felt as if her head was spinning. Good girl. Now I want you to open your eyes and look at me. You will realize how beautiful I am, how much you want me, how attracted you are to me. Stay in this deep, deep, hypnotic trance and open your eyes, the young blonde commanded. Stacy's mom's lids blinked open, and she looked directly into the hypnotic eyes of Evelina. The effect was immediate. The naked woman's nipples hardened, and she licked her lips. Will you obey me, pet? Evelina purred.
Oh, yes, Evelina. I'll do anything you say.
Good girl. Do you want me, Nalini?
Oh, God, yes. I want to kiss you and lick you. You are so beautiful, Evelina.
Evelina smiled. Another slave had been added to her little group of worshippers, and this one was so damn lovely.
Then help me with my clothes, Nalini. Help me undress. Now.
The dark beauty moved closer and fumbled with the snap on Evelina's jeans as the blonde pulled off her own tee, exposing her firm, pert breast to Nalini's gaze.
Oh, my!
The mesmerized mom exclaimed, so startled by the teen's sensual beauty. Evelina smiled at the Indian woman with an evil smirk.
I thought you didn't like girls, and that I was too young for you.
Oh, Evelina, please, don't taunt me. I want you. You excite me so. Your face, your body, so exciting. Please, please, let me kiss you.
Kneel down, Nalini. Kneel down before me and tell me you'll do anything.
Evelina turned. Just to kiss my ass.
Please, please, Evelina, let me kiss your beautiful ass. I want it so. Please.
Tears started to trickle down the older woman's face.
Please. Please, Evelina.
Deep in her mind, the lovely Asian knew this was wrong and struggled to fight against the erotic feelings that the lovely blonde girl was arousing deep within her. Yet she started to crawl toward Evelina to kiss her sensual ass. Then she hesitated, fighting with all her might against these new frightening urges. She stopped and looked up at the blonde hypnodome, then concentrated all her willpower on stopping her frightening fall under the teenager's mental control. The naked schoolgirl reached down and placed her hand under the struggling woman's chin and lifted it so Nalini's eyes were once again focused on her own deep, hypnotic orbs. "That's it, dear. Look into my eyes. Deep into my eyes. Do you know what you are looking for there? Can you see it? Look deeper. Look into my eyes. Find what you seek." The still kneeling mom couldn't look away. She was fascinated by Evelina's deep, compelling eyes. But ever weakening, she continued to try to resist. "Wouldn't it be easier if you just stopped struggling, dear?" the student whispered. Nalini couldn't concentrate enough to form an answer. Evelina smiled. "You must be trying to think of an answer, but it's so hard. Just keep gazing into my eyes, and you won't have to think anymore, dear. You can just submit and obey. That will be so easy. Submit and obey. Submit and obey." Stacy's mom felt her mind being overwhelmed by the eyes and words of this beautiful young girl. She felt her willpower crumbling. Evelina's tongue darted out and licked the Indian woman's lips. "Submit and obey," Evelina repeated over and over in her honey and silk voice. Finally, the kneeling woman's lips started to move.
"Submit and obey. Submit and obey,"
she whispered, her resistance broken. "First my feet, Nalini. Kiss them. Worship them." The Indian beauty's tongue lavished attention on the blonde student's bare feet, kissing the tops, the toes, and as Evelina lifted her foot, licking the soles. She was becoming more and more excited, even though it was clear to the blonde that she was totally entranced. The younger woman turned once more, now looking down over her shoulder at the dark woman.
"Kiss my ass, Nalini. Love my ass."
Now, the totally mesmerized mom kissed the young co-ed's beautiful, pale ass cheeks. She was completely under the co-ed's erotic spell. A tingling wetness filled Nalini's pussy. Slowly, slowly, Evelina turned and stood above the kneeling Asian. Hands on her hips in a position of triumph, she looked down at her entranced hypno-slave.
"Kiss me. Worship me. Tell me I'm your mistress." She laughed.
And as if she were merely a tape recorder, Nalini echoed,
"Let me kiss you. Let me worship you. You are my mistress.
And you will obey every command your mistress gives you."
"And I will obey every command my mistress gives me.
Evelina loved the feeling of erotic control she had over adults, like Stacy's mom. Her teachers, her school principal, doctors, all had fallen under her hypnotic control, and she loved the feeling of power it gave her. Nalini continued to worship her as the front door flew open and Stacy walked in. She looked at her mom, kneeling before her friend Evelina, and her face broke out in a sultry smile.
"I didn't think you could do it, Evelina. You never even met my mom before. But I shouldn't have doubted you. You can entrance anyone."
Stacy spoke. Evelina opened her arms wide.
"You come here too, Stacy. I think I'd like to have both of you serve me now."
Stacy smiled.
"Yes, mistress."
And started to undress as she fell to her knees.
"Lick my pussy, Nalini,"
Evelina commanded. Nalini started to moan.